Homily for Monday, the 9th of May. As I have been doing these past weeks in Easter time, is the homily you will hear now is the homily I gave last evening at the 5:30 evening liturgy. The homily is based on the second reading for yesterday, and that is a reading from the book of Revelation. So this is that homily. I'd like to say something about our second reading from the book of Revelation, also called the Apocalypse. The Apocalypse is a work of great imagination, and for that very reason can be off-putting for some. Its message, I think, is important. The Apocalypse was written to help us understand our worship. It wants to tell us how we are to understand what we are doing here and now in this church. The author's name is John, and he uses all sorts of picturesque language to teach us. The problem is that the picturesque language of his day doesn't communicate too well in our day. So some explanation is needed. For example, John tells us that here and now, in this church, we are standing, quote, before the throne and before the Lamb, end quote. So what's he saying? What does John want to tell us? Standing before the throne means we gather in this church in the conviction that we are coming together in the presence of God. Worship means our paying attention to the living God. The living God who here will speak to us, will bless us, and will change us, actually change our lives. John tells us what we do here seems so ordinary to outsiders. We gather, we sing, we listen, and we eat. But for us, disciples of Jesus, God is acting here and now in our lives. God is gathering us together and calling each of us to go deeper into ourselves. It is there in our depths that God lives and can be found. And so, we are here to allow ourselves to be called by God to go deeper into life, deeper into ourselves, in order to come into his presence within us. John also tells us not to worship is a choice we can make. It's a choice to live on our own surface. There, we settle for living life as in a shopping mall or in a constant Google search. It's my life as mere transaction. As an aside, that's my updating of John's own images. But we who worship choose to live in the presence of the living God. And that's what it means to stand before the throne. At the same time, John tells us, we also stand before the Lamb, and the Lamb is Christ. So what does John mean that we stand before the Lamb, and the Lamb is Christ? There's a scene in the Apocalypse where John announces in grand manner the arrival of the Messiah. He calls him the Lion of Judah. You can almost hear the trumpets blaring. But what actually appears is not the lion, but a lamb. And it's not just any lamb. John doesn't use the ordinary Greek word for lamb, which is amnos. He uses the word arnion. And arnion is a diminutive term, better translated as something like lammy or lambkins. And this is Jesus. So, Jesus is not the Lion of Judah, but the Lammy, the Lambkins of God. So here, as we worship, we are standing before the Lamb. We stand before God's Lammy. And John would have us reflect on that. Do we want Jesus to be our Lion of Judah, imposing and powerful? Or do we want Jesus to be our Lammy of God, to be who he truly is? Let us ask ourselves, what would happen? What would happen within us if we really wanted Jesus to be our Lammy of God? What would happen if we actually took that Lammy of God deep within us in Holy Communion? Perhaps then we would enter a new, though confusing world. The world of a God whose victory is in loving us. The world of a God whose conquest is in dying for us. As John tells us, this God will shepherd us and lead us to springs of life-giving water and wipe away every tear from our eyes.